Let's go. Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m., and I want to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration Technical Advisory Committee meeting of January 31st, 2019. I wanted to remind us about our teleconference participation process. Basically, please be aware of background noises. Please keep your phone on mute if you're not speaking, and please wait to be asked to speak. When you do speak, please state your name, and TAC members, when you make motions and second, please do so by name. Okay, so let's determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Gerwig, Shane?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioner Baidori, Hamid? Commissioner Boyer, Bob?
Here.
Commissioner Brown, Don?
Here.
Good. Commissioner Gilson, David?
I'm here.
Commissioner Goff, Rick?
Rick, good morning. I'm here.
Very good, Rick. Michael Garacio. Michael?
Here.
Very good. John O'Connor. John?
Here.
And Commissioner Weissman. John, are you here? All right. John did it. Oh, is that you, John?
Yes. John O'Connor?
No, it's John O'Connor. It's not Weissman. That's O'Connor. It's O'Connor.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking for John Weissman, Commissioner Weissman. He had indicated that he might not be able to make the call, so we'll assume. So we have 7 of 9, so we do have a quorum. That's good to go. All right. Well,
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning. This is Hamid. I joined as well.
Ah, Hamid. Very good. Thank you. So that's 8 of 9, and I'll just check one more time whether John Weissman's on. Okay. So we have 8 members. We have a quorum. Perfect. All right, today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the July 10th meeting and then to provide the commission with recommendations on the comments received relevant to the code admin TAC on the commission's draft 7th edition building code, Rule 61G20.1001. And that's the business. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as it was posted?
So moved, Boyer.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Who seconded?
O'Connor.
Aye.
Who's?
Aye.
All right, it's unanimous. Does anybody have any revisions or additions or corrections, if you will, to the posted minutes of your last meeting with July 10th, 2019? If not, is there a motion to accept the meeting minutes as they were posted?
So moved.
For you. All right, I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, let's jump into our substantive business, which is I will review the process for the review of the code modifications or the comments. Mo will provide orientation to the documentation. Tom may have a few words to offer as well. And then what we'll do is we'll start in turn. So what we'll be doing is going through each of the comments received. So we'll be starting with Code Administration Building Chapter 1, Comment Number 1, which was submitted by staff. And what I'll do is I'll ask the proponent if they wish to speak on it. They'll be given a 3-minute time limit. I'll ask if anybody else wants to speak in favor. Anybody wants to speak in opposition, it'll be 3 minutes each. If there are pros and cons, there'll be one collective rebuttal for the proponent and one for the opponent's side of 2 minutes each. We'll come back to the TAC. If a TAC member supports it and wants to make a motion to support, they should do so. We'll take a motion and a second and take the vote. If it achieves the 67 2/3% threshold, then it'll be deemed on the consent agenda for approval. If no TAC member supports it, then no motion is needed, and that will automatically receive an NAR. The commission at their July 11th rule development workshop on the code will take the TAC recommendations for approval on consent agendas, and then it will be incumbent upon members of the public if they wish the commission to consider other ones that didn't receive favorable comment or an NAR. That's basically the process. Again, it's a 2/3 vote. So in the case of this TAC, out of 8 members, it would 6-2 would pass, and 5-3 would fail. That's the threshold. Anybody have any questions on the process? Seeing none, I'm going to ask Mo to go ahead and go through the materials.
Good morning. This is Mo Madani. From the agenda, under item number 4, if you click on the link there, that will take you to a metrics titled Rule Development and Workshop. And in there, you will see that there is the comments received on the first draft of the Florida Building Code 2020, they're organized by tag. And for the code administration, your tag, as you see, across from the code administration, there is the agenda, and also there is comment received, and there is an attachment. So if you click on comment received, you will see that there is a document there with specific comments that is you will be reviewing and providing recommendation on those to the commission. The ID for these comments is really start with the TAC ID, code admin, CA, and then building, B, that means this comments is for the building code building volume, and then chapter one, and then comment number one. And it gives you who submitted, in this case submitted by staff, and it tells you why, this is really one document, and we'll take those comments one by one. Any question about the metrics?
All right, thanks, Bob.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Welcome. All right, then we're going to go ahead and proceed. So the first comment is code administration, which is CAB, chapter one, comment number one, submitted by staff. Mo?
Yeah, this is staff. These number of these comments here, it has to do with mainly codifying legislative language from House Bill 447 and House Bill 827 of last year. Those things are, specific to the administrative requirement of the Florida Building Code building. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Does any member of the public wish to speak on comment number one? All right. Coming back to the TAC, does the TAC member wish to make a motion to approve comment number one?
O'Connor, move to approve.
Poirier, second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Very good. Next one is Code Administration Building, Chapter 1, Comment Number 2, also submitted by staff on 827. Mo?
Yes, same thing. This is mainly codifying a legislative mandate, House Bill 827. In section 105.4.1, permit in town.
Thank you. Anybody from the public wish to comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion to in support of the language?
O'Connor, move to approve.
Poirier, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous on an 8-0 vote. Okay, so our next comment is CAR Appendix Q, comment number one from Dan Fitzpatrick. Is anybody here representing or speaking for this comment? Mr. Fitzpatrick, are you on the phone?
If it's okay, this is Mo Madani. I think this comment is just general comment. The commenters just providing support to what really the commission approved at the last August meeting, so it's really general. So there is, if it's okay, I think no action needed at this point for this one, or if you want to take action, it's fine, but there's no changes here provided.
All right, so it's a general comment and no action is really needed. Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
All right. Hey, Jeff, this is Shane. Before you invite the public, I have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Shane.
And there's a question really from Mo. Mo, The intention, do we carry Appendix Q into the Florida Building Code now, or is it left in ICC code the way it's set up now?
No, I think what happens really, the Appendix Q, that was approved to go into the 2000, a 20 update to the floor of the building code residential. So it'll be, but it's not in the code now. It's not in the 2017 floor of the building code residential.
Okay, but it'll go into the 2020, the edition we're working on now, at the appendix Q, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right, and from a local, because I mean, there's a lot of interest through this. It's kind of sporadic throughout the state. But the question that I have, in order to do this, the county or city would just have to adopt it individually, like they would any other technical amendment.
Yes,
right?
Sir. You have to take it as a local amendment. Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Does anybody from the public want to comment? All right.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association.
Go ahead, Joe.
Just to advise that the fire tax did adopt some modifications to Appendix Q submitted by Commissioner Schiffer, and that was adopted by the recommended for adoption by the fire code.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. Any other public comment? All right, coming back to the TAC, is there anybody want to make any action? And I think Mo's suggesting that there isn't really any need to make any action because it's already being worked on and in recommend for approval, and it's a general comment, not a specific language. So any action from the TAC? All right, we'll go with an NAR.
No action needed, isn't it? Or you got an NAR. You want an NAR?
Well, no action is needed, it's fine.
It would be better. So.
All right, no action is needed then. Okay, so our last one is a general comment was submitted, Code Administration General Comment Number 1 was submitted by Neil Burning from ICC. So this is a general comment that, you know, there's an attachment that outlines what the comment is, and I think the question before the TAC is whether to consider the comment, and if so, what type of meetings would be required to try to correlate a bunch of numbers that don't apply or comply with a Florida building code enumeration, nor is there any specific language to review. Just for informational purposes, so far all of the TACs that have met have given this an NAR, recommended an NAR on this, and not to take them up in any format or try to put up a process to do so. So first we'll go to the public and see if anybody from the public wishes to comment on general comment number 1.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. Not to belabor an issue, none of the numbers identify any topic, subject. There's no data given. There's no reasons given for any of the changes. All of the changes have been reviewed at least or looked at least 5 times between the various TACs and the commissions, and we would request the TAC follow the lead of the other TACs and NAR, General Comment 1.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? All right. Does any TAC member wish to take any action?
How do we see the attachment?
If you click on the attachment, you will see. If you click on the attachment. Yeah. This is the attachment. If you click it, you will see it.
Don, have you found it?
I've clicked on the attachment, and there is no hyperlink there.
Go to the matrix.
Are you on our code mod page, which is it says rule development workshop?
I'm on a different document. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right. So.
This is Dave Gilson. Is that attachment is the same one on every on every section?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we'll go with an NAR on this. No affirmative recommendation, consistent with our other tax actions. Very good. Is there any general comment from the public or from the TAC? And if not, I'll conduct a second roll call. Commissioner Gerwig?
Here.
Commissioner Bahadori?
Here.
Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson?
Here.
Commissioner Goff?
Here.
Michael Garacio?
Here.
John O'Connor?
Here.
And I'm assuming John Weissman is still not on. All right, we have the same eight we started with, constituting quorum. Commissioner Gerg, would you adjourn us, please?
Thank you for everyone attending this morning. At this point, we stand adjourned. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Well, the fact that there are several building officials on at least three, four building officials on that call, none of which had an appetite for it, was a good sign.
Yeah, well, I think I can, if you want to put it here.
All right. CC, NAR.
The accessibility.
And I'll
do my machine, but if it's
not, the
problem is that
this
you want
to wait to see what
I can. You can put this one here and have a little staff
that one's a bit definitely on
the next meeting.
Other ones
we don't have anything much.
Legal has more of an opinion on it. They can even take it up at all.
That one net and that everybody's picking out.
The conversations are about no, they can't because the accessibility code's not open.
Exactly.
So, and we don't adopt the chapter 11. It's all reserved to the accessibility code. So.
Right. So,
I don't know if he wants to say anything, or if you just want to say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
to. I mean, then you can go then to him, and then to the tech to take the comments.
And that's at
10:30.
10:30.
For all of them.
All right.
We only have the one issue.
By the way, I looked into the second roll call.
I'll just sit back and take care of it.
I think Tom and Mo, and I think that we're all pretty much ready to be done with it. I looked at the.
I think it's a good idea to be done with it.
Yeah.
If anything, because of Robert's rules, if you don't point out you lose a quorum, you're still free to act. By taking the roll call, you've now pointed it out and created a potential mess.
Yeah, we can talk to Commissioner Shine and Shine and see what he wants, what wants to do, and if he's okay then I was thinking I could just send out an email that says, hey, we're not going to do it anymore, so if you're on a call, don't expect to hear it, and we'll see if we get any feedback from anybody.
But why did we start it? That was just a couple of years ago we started doing it.
What? I don't remember.
No, I think it started because we had one meeting where we trying to take a motion or an action, and we discovered
You didn't have the quorum. You started
quorum there, so Dex said
not happy about it either.
So, but really, at this point, you know, it seems that you know actions are taken, and quorums is there and all that. So I'm not sure what the purpose of taking it at the end.
There's a presumption that there is a quorum.
Yeah, right. So why rebut your own presumption?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
All right. I'm going to miss 7.
It seems you put yourself in an unnecessary posture.
See you at 10:30.
You can't threaten me.
Well, I won't turn this off. I'm going to stay here because obviously you drive home.